It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hi there. It's us. Here we are. We're behind the trees. It's Border Crossings on the Voice of America with you for another hour of requests and dedications. And we've made it to the halfway point in another work week. We've got a very popular song to play for you, a song that was number one on the Billboard charts, and it's the latest release from Taylor Swift's 1989 album. This is a request from A. Honey Lozada Taliktik, and this song is called Blank Space. Here's Taylor Swift on Border Crossings.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby. I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
That's called Blank Space, the latest from Taylor Swift on Border Crossings from her 1989 album. And Taylor Swift, you know, the one thing that is unfortunate about being as popular as she is right now, and she is probably the hottest thing in music, it's that you get all the gossip and you get all the tabloid stuff and you get all the newspaper stories being written about you, and everything you do, every little thing you do is being examined and being reported under the spotlight. And, of course, since it is tabloids, they tend to exaggerate and embellish a little bit. She was at an award show recently, And reporters are writing that she was flirting with Michael Clifford, the lead singer of 5 Seconds of Summer, and that she's attracted to him and interested in him. And there was also a report that about a week ago or so that she went and saw a concert of the band The 1975 with her friends Selena Gomez and Ellie Goulding, and that she exchanged phone numbers with the lead singer of that band. Meanwhile, she's telling everybody in the media she's not interested in a relationship right now. That's not on her to-do list. Way down on her priority list. She's focusing on herself and her career. Not interested in a relationship right now. So, who knows? Who knows where the truth lies? You know, somewhere in between. Usually you can find the truth somewhere in the middle. And also, here's another story. Now, the New York Daily News, they write a lot of gossip in New York City. But a lot of stuff they put, most of what they put is kind of actual fact. So they did write something interesting about Taylor Swift that you wouldn't think from Taylor Swift. Yesterday, Taylor performed at the Victoria's Secret Supermodel Fashion Show. She was there singing, and she was there. Ariana Grande was there. A number of other celebrities were there. Taylor Swift apparently told them, if you want me to go on your stage and at your show, you have to remove one of the models. She asked for Jessica Hart to be banned. And she's a Victoria's Secret supermodel. And the reason she asked for that is that Jessica apparently has been talking to people, tweeting to people, sending out not nice things about Taylor, saying she wasn't really a good fit for this show and doesn't belong here and so on and so forth. So Taylor said, hey, it's you or me. And so it looks like Taylor won. She was there. Jessica wasn't. So that's the way that goes. Well, there you go. A little gossip for you on this Wednesday. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. If you would like to join us on the program, 202-619-2077 is our phone number. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also go to twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's a kind of aggressive word, isn't it? Slash. VOA Larry London. That's our address. There's no space there. Or you can just search Larry London at Facebook.com. Anne Marie is in Sierra Leone listening to Border Crossings, and she wants to hear this country music giant, the Gentle Giant. It's Don Williams, and listen to the radio on Border Crossings.
I guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it so. But you'll understand if you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain. If you close your eyes, the feelings my words can't show, they're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
Border Crossings, right here on The Voice of America, listening to the radio with Don Williams. And I'll tell you what, some interesting radio news. Radio's not dead. You know, they say it is. Some people have said it, you know, and Radio Gaga continues to do very well. Apparently, there was a listener survey just done of The Voice of America. We just did our audience survey to see how many people are listening in different parts of the world and what programs are popular and who's listening to what here in our English division anyway. At least that's what I got. I'm sure all the services got the different results for their service. But for the English service, we're looking pretty good. And, you know, that's thanks to you. We're up to about 35 million listeners to the English service right now, which isn't too shabby. And the VOA 1 Music Network used to be called VOA Music Mix, and now it's VOA 1 Music. And it's number 3 in this survey of what looks to be about, I don't know, 30, 40 different programs and shows and things. So there's a lot of, you know, good news for us. And we're very excited and happy about that. Those of us who make music, host music, do music. We're sad to see Mary leave, you know, at the end of this month. She's leaving. The Country Hit Show is right up in there. And so, you know, we're going to definitely be missing her, a big void to fill. And I'm also very proud and pleased to say Border Crossings did very, very well in this survey, not only just among our affiliates, but also on the Internet as well. Looks like we're in the top 10 among Internet listen programs here at The Voice of America, surpassing quite a lot of very big popular shows. So I thank you. Thank you, everybody. My goodness. Nice to be appreciated. Nice to be something that people enjoy listening to and want to hear. Nice to know that what you're doing is making a difference and that people come back and, you know, when you open up a restaurant or a business, you want repeat customers. You know, that's what keeps you going is repeat customers. So thank you so much for all your support. Everybody, the new listeners and the regulars, we're so excited and so honored that you are coming back for more each and every day to Border Crossings. Please tell your friends about us as well so we can get those numbers up. Let's see if we can get those numbers even higher and better. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. And coming up next, we have a request from Yao Bright Bebley, who has been with us for a while, a loyal listener. And he wrote in an email to ask us to play his favorite song from Robert Plant. Robert Plant in the band Led Zeppelin. Several of the guys in Led Zeppelin I heard interviewed recently said that they would like to see the band get back together again, you know, and do another tour, reunion, something. Robert Plant, who's the voice of the band, is the only holdout. You know, he's not saying no, but he's not saying yes, and he's just kind of not saying anything, actually, at the whole idea. Here is Yao Bright Bebley's request, Robert Plant. This song is called Little Maggie on Border Crossings.
She's out running.
Crossings and a happy Christmas. The war is over. And if all the wars ended, wouldn't that be a happy Christmas? My goodness. Well, we can hope, can't we? And that is a John Lennon classic for this time of the year, which is a beautiful, beautiful request from Dindo De Vera, who is listening to us in Kuwait on Border Crossings. Love that song. And you can only hear this time of the year. There's so many great songs, holiday songs, that you only get this time of the year. Unless you have the Now That's What I Call Christmas CD, which we're giving away each and every day. Because if you have this CD, you can have these songs anytime you want. You could be sitting having a pina colada at the beach listening to Christmas songs, if you want. And all you got to do is win this CD, which we're giving away on Border Crossing. So stay tuned this hour. We will give away another one of these CDs, and it might go to you. And thank you very much, Dindo De Vera in Kuwait, for your Facebook request on Border Crossings. There's a bunch of folks on Facebook I want to say hello to. Etienne joins us all the time. Wilfred, John Sampson, Aristide, Bello, Mesfin, who's in Ethiopia, A. Jerusalem. How you doing? Also, Lionel Movila in Romania wrote in and said, Larry, it taught me a word today, shabby. Because I was going down the ratings and I said how we did, and we did not too shabby. Which I've heard Adam Sandler say shabby, I think in the Hanukkah song, right? And that's not too shabby. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. We're glad you're with us. You can always reach out to us by phone, 202-619-2077. Give us a call and make a request. Very excited. I'm very excited today. Today's a good day. And the reason it's a good day is after I get off the air, I'm going to go interview five beautiful girls. What guy couldn't ask for a better day? Five beautiful girls in the band Fifth Harmony. They are in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to interview them and talk about their new album that's coming out on January 27th. And we're going to hear what the girls have to say. We had them on a year ago. It was almost 1 year ago that Fifth Harmony were on. So a lot's changed. And we'll talk to the ladies and have them on the program, Fifth Harmony. Tomorrow, I will be interviewing Neo and hopefully Nico and Vince, and be able to have those guys on for you as well. So busy times for Border Crossings. Lots and lots of guests and things coming up on the show. Here's a request from Mohammed Shamim, and he's in India. And we're back on in India, on shortwave, by the way. So, Mohammed, here's your request. I hope you enjoy this holiday song for you and all the members of the Golden Eagles Shortwave Club. This is Elton John, Step Into Christmas on Border Crossings. Nice to have you here. Border Crossings and Elton John Step Into Christmas. Happy holidays. Stay tuned in just a bit. We've got the Christmas CD to give away. Now, that's what I call Christmas. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. And coming up, a request from Jan in Holland. Jan keeps us, you know, he keeps us remembering the 60s, the 50s, some of the greats. And Jan in Holland phoned us up to request this next song. Bobby Darin, always one of my favorite singers. Mac the Knife, Splish Splash, Beyond the Sea. This guy had quite a few hits, and he had his own TV show, and he was the, you know, the king of cool back in his day, the late 50s, 60s. And he had some difficult things in his life that I was reading about. I was just doing some checking on Bobby Darin. And who knows how big he would have become. He died at 37 back in 1973, December 1973, he died. And it was, you know, hours after he had a heart operation. He died in the hospital, in recovery, from a valve replacement operation. And it was very, very sad. He never had a funeral. He wanted his body donated to science, so they sent it off to UCLA Medical Center right after his death. But what I found that was difficult for him, 1968, he was very much a supporter of Senator Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's brother, who at the time was also trying to follow in his famous brother's footsteps to become president, and was trying to make a presidential bid in 1968. And Bobby Darin was there on the campaign trail. He was singing music for him, and he was helping. He wanted to see this happen. And unfortunately, Bobby was assassinated in 68, and that was tough for Bobby Darin to take. And also that very same year, Bobby Darin learned that the girl he thought was his sister was his mother. Yeah. So tough on him. He went into depression. He went into seclusion for a few years and came back and just was never the same. Here's a song from his collection that Jan in Holland wants me to play. And so here it is, Bobby Darin fans. This is called Things.
Every night I sit here by my window, staring at lonely avenue. Watching lovers holding hands and laughing, and thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park,
things
like a kiss in the dark,
things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. Memories are all I have to cling to.
Cling to.
And heartaches are the friends I'm talking to.
Talking to.
When I'm not thinking of just how much I loved you.
Love you.
But I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things.
Like a walk in the park. Like a kiss in the dark, like a sailboat ride. What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. I still can hear the jukebox softly playing. sound and there's nobody else around. Well, it's just me thinking of the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park,
things
like a kiss in the dark,
things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do, and the heartaches of the friends I'm talking to. You got me thinking about the things we used to do.
Border Crossings, VOA Music Mix.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right there in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Seem like I can still hear him say, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Y'all help me sing the thing now, let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. You know I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary, she come to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Seemed like I heard her say, son, let it be.
Let it be.
Border Crossings and Ray Charles' version of the Beatles' Let It Be, a request from Demi Work Alemsifa, who's tuned into our show. So what a beautiful rendition. I think Ray Charles could have made anything sound good. He could have, if he'd have sung Slim Whitman music, it would have sounded good. Doesn't matter. This is Border Crossings, and I'm Larry London, and you know who you are, and I thank you for listening to our show. Thank you very much for tuning in to Border Crossings around the world, for your requests and dedications and the giveaways and the interviews and all the things that we like to feature on our program. I would like to say hello to a bunch of Facebook friends and welcome some new people to our Facebook page as well. I want to say hello to Patrick and Amara and Moses and Walu in Kano. And also, A Honey wants me to say hello to Bello in Nigeria. And we welcome to our Facebook page some new fans: Michael Tay, Yadi Marie, Besh Amero, Sufadaba, Ross Test Jr., Ayelek Tebebu. Hello, Ayelek, and thank you for joining us. Howie Dadi, as I mentioned her name before, a Jerusalem Shiferwa, Friu Amsalu, and Natasha Chronicles just joined us within this hour, 11 minutes ago, like a newborn baby. 11 minutes ago, Filbert Wenbarka Nishamiyamana came on board with Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Our CD giveaway coming up in just moments, so hang around for that. This is Sia Furler. She married the guy that she's been dating for about 10 years now. She finally married him this year, and so congratulations to her. And we've got a song that's a big hit off of her latest album, which is called A Thousand Forms of Fear. And that album won the Album of the Year Award at the Australian Radio Award Show recently. So congratulations to Sia on that honor. This is a request from Aristide, who is in Rwanda, and this is called Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell. I feel the love. I feel the love.
Tonight, on for tonight, on for tonight.
That's Sia here on Border Crossing. She had a big hit with David Guetta. She records with a lot of different people. She writes music, too. She wrote quite a few hits for Rihanna, as a matter of fact. I'm Larry London. Thanks for the request on Border Crossings. Hello to IUL Getty, who is tuned into our show and enjoying what we're doing. It is time now for our contest. We're going to give away our Christmas CD, as promised. And so here we are, looking for a random listener of the day. So let's see, I'm going to pick this one. Nayo Emily Emmanuel is our winner. So congratulations to Nayo Emily Emmanuel, who listens to us each and every day on Border Crossings. So you're the winner. You get the CD. We just need your postal mailing address. Send that in to us. Here's your request. Selena Gomez, who had an intruder in her house. She had a couple of intruders come into her house. Thankfully, she wasn't home. She was on tour. And the police said, you know what, Selena, if you want to avoid intruders in your house, don't leave your door open. She said, oh, okay. She thought she was in a safe part of Los Angeles. You can never leave your door unlocked. All right, here's Selena Gomez and a song that's caused her some controversy recently. She sang it on the American Music Awards show and almost broke down in tears. Apparently, she's making it look like it's hard to get through this song, which is obviously about her feelings for Justin Bieber. Justin recently commented, at least friends of his close sources said, that she's playing the victim. Justin is the victim in this situation. She is exploiting her relationship with Justin Bieber, and that was quite obvious at the end of her performance on the American Music Awards of this song. There was somebody's silhouette on a screen behind her, looking exactly like Justin with a baseball cap on.
You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. And screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture. Heroin drip, no more. So finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
Don't they call that the forbidden fruit? Isn't that what they've called that? That is Selena Gomez, who apparently, according to some sources close to her, is in lockdown. She's going to spend the next 4 months working on her new album. And three songs have already leaked out onto the internet. There is one of those songs. This is Border Crossings. Now, where there's Selena Gomez, there's Justin Bieber. We have a Justin Bieber song for Ponyface in Kenya. Justin in the news again. Justin causing trouble again. The police were called about Justin, who on Monday was in Los Angeles skateboarding with his buddies down a main highway. Skateboarding in the middle of traffic in a main highway. And some motorists were like, what? This guy's crazy. And they didn't know it was Justin Bieber at the time. They had no idea. It was just him and a bunch of buddies skateboarding. They called the police, but by the time the police got there, they were all gone. Somebody did get it on their cell phone. It was identified as Justin Bieber. Oh, here's Justin Bieber on Border Crossings.
Never say never. Never, never, never. No turning back when your heart's under attack. Gonna give everything I have. It's my destiny. This power, I never thought that I could feel this free. I'm strong enough to climb the highest tower, and I'm fast enough to run across the sea. And there's just no turning back when your heart's under attack.
Stronger than me, and his arms a little bit longer than me, but he ain't on a JB song with me. I be trying to chill, they be trying to side with a thrill. No pun intended, was raised by the power of will. Like Luke with the force, if push comes to shove, like Kobe in the falls, ice water, let blood go.
Gotta be the best, and yes, with the flyest, like David and Goliath, I conquered the giant. So now I got the world in my hand, I was born from two stars, so the moon was where I land.
Border Crossings, we have to wait till March before we can stop saying, well, he's just 20, because he turns 21 in March. That's Justin Bieber. And a request, it's for Philbert, who's listening in Rwanda and said, play any song for me. So I picked that one. And that is also a request here on Border Crossings for Ponyface in Kenya. Never say never. I'd like to say hello to Jeff. Jeff just checked in and said, I'm a loyal listener in Liberia, and I listen to you on Voice of Firestone. And so thank you, Jeff. I'm very happy to read in the newspaper where in Liberia they've managed to contain the Ebola virus. So that is very, very good news in view of a very bad story that has taken its toll on a lot of people. And unfortunately, Border Crossings used to be on the air in Sierra Leone. We stopped broadcasting to Sierra Leone because now we're broadcasting some Ebola news and public service announcements to the folks in Sierra Leone. Edwina disappointed, but hopefully one day we'll come back on in Sierra Leone. Thanks to everybody for listening all around the world to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. We'll do this again tomorrow at 1500 Universal. And I will either be here live or we'll have a guest in the studio, one or the other, depending on the time that I'm going to be speaking with Neo tomorrow. So be sure to tune us in. You'll enjoy either way, I'm sure. Glenn, thank you very much for your engineering excellence. And you get a gold star on your forehead for today. Mary and Vince, great job again, as always. Producer, director, and Felicia, our number one supporter. And of course, she's a major component of the TV show that you watch. Because some people have written in and said, Border Crossings on TV, how do I see it? Well, unless you're located where a VOA television affiliate would be, you'll have to go to our website to see it, voanews.com. And then you can search for Border Crossings on TV, or you can click Programs, TV, then Border Crossings, and you can see our page that way. And Felicia puts all that stuff together. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more Border Crossings right here on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.